Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1595, air date October 3rd, 2025.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm pleased to announce my run for United States Senate in 2026 from the state of Massachusetts. And we have our town hall here. As you can see, we have a number of people who've come from all over, frankly, the country. And if Suresh switches to the overall town hall, we can see all the people. We host these town halls every Thursdays at 11 a.m. EST and again, 8 p.m. EST. But our town hall is intended so people can participate in asking questions. People also start understanding how we build movements, bottoms up movements. The key difference between what I do and what our movement does and what everyone else doesn't do is we focus on the fact that working people must build independent bottoms up movements to shatter the swarm. The swarm is, if you go to shatterthestorm.com, you'll understand how systems of power actually work. So I recommend you do that. But I've put together a set of talking points that I want to go through as part of our announcement. So the Senate race in Massachusetts will be in November of 2026. So we have about a year. October of this year is turning out to be quite a dramatic set of events. We see that the Zionists who occupy the White House, who occupy power in the United States, have decided to send weapons to Ukraine to hit Moscow. We also see that the swarm is surrounding Venezuela. And those in power actually are consolidating infinite amounts of power, profit, and control because there is no opposition. There's only one singular center of power. Many of you know the Democrats imploded in the last election because they didn't have anything to offer, and that was by design. But let me define who the swarm is. The swarm is not just corrupt politicians, but it's a system. And that word system, everyone needs to understand. Many of you know I have 4 degrees from MIT. I invented the first email system, which we'll talk about. But I've been a system scientist all my life, and my effort has been globally to educate people how systems work. Now, the system we're talking about is big pharma. It's big tech. It's big academia. It's big media. It's big agriculture, Wall Street, and foreign lobbies. And they all work together against you, the American people, and against me. Now, their goal is to not help you live long. Okay, this is a central thing. All of us, at the end of the day, live in this physical body. We have loved ones, we have family. And when you're unhealthy and you don't feel good, it makes you really recognize the importance of health. You get up every day, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. You get a sense of how you're feeling, what you ate the previous day, the stresses that you're under. So this is something extremely personal and human. But the reality is a swarm does not want you to live long. So let's center everything around that. And our campaign, our movement is about doing the right policies and building a movement so working people can live long. Now, the goal of the swarm is to exploit you as a, you know, living carbon-based being to make you a robot and to eventually replace you with silicon-based robots. And that's what the purpose of algorithms, AI, automation is, to replace human beings ultimately with other, you know, non-human capabilities. This is what the AI movement's all about. So as a part of this, the swarm is doing policies to destroy you. They don't care about your lifespan. So they want you sick. They want you weak. They want you short-lived. They want you distracted because a population like that cannot resist, cannot build a bottoms-up movement. Now, I just want to share with you the facts that you will never hear talked about in the so-called health freedom movement of Booby effing Kennedy, who, by the way, yesterday was grinning with the president and CEO of Pfizer. And in fact, the president and CEO of Pfizer thanked Kennedy, saying it was his mastermind, his brilliance, which brought Pfizer to the White House, where Pfizer is going to now invest $70 billion in mRNA platforms. So you have to recognize that the swarm manufactures confusion. And people are made to say, well, how could Booby Kennedy one day talk about health and the other day be grinning with the chairman of Pfizer? And then people will try to make excuses for that. How could Trump one day talk about make America great and the other day be really about Israel first, and so on. So the swarm creates confusion. And by the way, that confusion destroys your health. But here's the reality when you look at it from a systems approach. And if you just simply compare the top 1% of the US population, which means the top 1% of the elites versus the bottom 1%, and you find out that the men in the richest 1% of the United States live 14.6 years longer than men in the poorest 1%. And for women, it's about 10 years gap. So it's clear, no one will talk about this. You can talk about health all day, but no one talks about the fact that fundamentally, hardworking people are working very hard. We're not talking about, by the way, the people who don't work, okay? That's another set of people, the lumpen proletariat. I'm talking about the people who actually work. But they're living 15 years less than the 1% who exploit those people who work, okay? Now, within counties, in many counties in the United States, men and women in the highest income quartile live about 4 to 8 years longer than those in the lowest income quartile, even though they share the same road, the same air, and the same hospitals. So think about that. Again, these are hardworking people. These are not people who are not working. I'll give you some county examples. For example, there's a county in Colorado, one of the wealthiest counties, and that has a life expectancy of 86 years. Kentucky, Perry County, where it's all working class coal region. So these are hardworking people who mine coal. Well, they live to 66 years, okay? That's a 20-year gap difference. So those hardworking people who mine coal, which fuel America during the winter seasons and many other things, they're living 20 years less than the people who are living in Colorado Summit County. Many of them who are probably moving money around all day probably have no skills, but they get to live a lot longer. And then if you just look in Virginia, where all the politicians live in Fairfax County, Virginia, the life expectancy of a person, one of the wealthiest counties where F.R. Carlson comes from, is 82 years old. But in West Virginia, which is the next state, but not more than 300 miles away, people live 64 years, right? That's an 18-year difference. So you can see that those in power, based on this data, do not want you living long. They don't give, trying not to curse, so I use the word F about you. They don't. Now, my life has been about health my entire life. You know, I was trained in traditional systems of medicine by my grandmother. I've spent all my life since a kid studying health, got my PhD in biological engineering, created the Open Science Institute, which is a institution where we're going after every major disease without killing animals. We have Systems Health, an institute that we created to retrain medical professionals and non-medical professionals how to treat the body as a system. And Cytosolve, a very powerful technology, which eliminates the need for animal testing. So my whole life has been about health, staying healthy, helping others to get healthy. So these statistics that I'm sharing with you, how working people who work hard are living 10 to 20 years less than the 0.001% are just moving around money, by the way. And many of them have no interest in the United States, or for that matter, they support Israel first. But, and this is not by accident, it's by design. The swarm, what do? They hoard clean food, clean water. They get their private doctors in time. And so they leave the average working person in this country with poison, food, indebtedness, and short-lived lives. Now, the way they're able to pull this off that we teach in our movement is not by the obvious establishment, but their cleverest weapon is a not-so-obvious establishment. And so the swarm props up fake rebels, false heroes, to corral your energy back into the system. As many of you know, it was my work in 2019, 2020, which exposed the fact that the government has an unholy alliance with social media companies. I did that in my lawsuit that I won, and that people like Tucker Carlson, F.R. Carlson, Glenn Greenwald, the so-called fake rebels, suppressed our news. Okay, and then they tried to steal our news, while forgetting the fact that we had a bottoms-up movement. It was our movement that exposed the fact that the elections are rigged, that they can manipulate votes, they can flip votes, they can delete ballot images. So we were the actual revolutionaries. Then others came along after us trying to steal our, not only our thunder, but to corral energy back into the swarm. Trump used all my research, all my papers that I wrote, and raised $500 million, but it's not done anything for election integrity. Booby effing Kennedy stole all of our material and wrote the book on Fauci, when you're seeing that he is an actor. And everyone needs to understand, we were the first to expose Kennedy for what he actually is. He claimed he came against the mRNA platform. He only cut a little bit of funding, but there's still, you know, $280 billion in funding. So everything he does is throwing crumbs to the masses to manipulate. So Booby effing Kennedy, which is his actual name, he pretends to fight for medical freedom while pushing massive big pharma initiatives. I mean, he's grinning right there in the White House with Albert Bourla, by the way, massive Zionist, who was given Israel's Lifetime Achievement Award. And we all know Booby effing Kennedy is a Zionist because he said the Palestinian people are the most pampered people on the planet. So it seems like Zionism and big pharma go together. So meanwhile, all the apologists for Booby Kennedy say, well, I think he was making faces against Bourla. Doesn't matter. Albert Bourla said in the White House, I want to thank the health secretary, Booby effing Kennedy, because he was the mastermind. He was a brilliant one who pulled all this together. So not so obvious establishment. On the other extreme, you may have heard of this guy, Zohran Mamdani in New York, who just likely is going to become mayor of New York. Now, he preaches, quote unquote, socialism. But he's not talking about working people bottoms up, rising up, seizing the means of production to control their own destiny. He's talking about top-down state capitalism, okay? That actually is going to enslave working people to nationalize corporations run by the elite. So even there, that's a not-so-obvious establishment. Obviously, you have scumbags like Bernie Sanders, who always talks about helping working people, but he's voted 97% in alignment with Hillary Clinton, okay? Thomas Massie is what people pull out. Oh my God, Thomas Massie says some good stuff, but you have him hugging Kennedy. He talks anti-Zionism, but he's hugging a major Zionist. So Thomas Massie exists to basically give hope to people saying, oh, there's a rebel in there, right? So these people's job is to make you wait for these saviors from the top. But our job, my job in running for Senate is to build power from bottoms up. That's what we're running for Senate. This is about you. Now, working people today, interesting enough and ironically enough, are the ones who are building the very technologies that are going to be used to enslave them. It's working people who are coding the algorithms. They're the ones who are running the IT servers, the plumbers and the electricians. By the way, the amount of IT servers and data centers that's going up is sucking massive amounts of water for cooling towers, right? So it is working people's lives and their livelihoods which are running the AI systems which are going to be used to enslave them. They're the ones who are manufacturing the robots. They're the ones who are feeding the data. So we have to flip that model and we have to seize the means of production, not through some top-down, you know, state-run system, but through a bottoms-up movement of working people who own, control, and deploy these technologies to serve our health, our families, and our communities. So we must not only break free from the swarms institutions that I've mentioned, but we must build our own. Now, what are our policies? You know, we put this up on the website, but let me just cover sort of the 11 policies. One is truth, freedom, health for all. That means end censorship, true medical freedom, and we return science to the people so you can make real health decisions and extend your life. You see, when you go to see a doctor right now, you're sort of a slave. You don't get enough information even to collaborate with the doctor to figure out what's right for you. It's a, you know, one size fits all model. It's a dictatorial model. Well, we want to have a capability that any individual can quickly understand their health situation and be highly educated to have a conversation with their doctors. We've already started doing that with what we do with Systems Health and Open Science Institute. So this is not something we're waiting for people. The second thing is we want to end the swarm of corruption. We got to rip the lobbyists and billionaires out of government so resources go to working people's health and vitality, not to corporate cronies. Now, third point is we want to focus on real health, not sickness profits. We want to shift from quote unquote sick care to preventative and integrative medicine, nutrition. And really the future of biology is systems biology, where you see the body as an interconnected whole. Now, the work that I've done at the Open Science Institute, Cytosolve, we've actually created protocols in months, not decades, so you and your family can be stronger. So for example, I'll give you an example. Recently, many of you know that I had a fall, which was a pulmonary contusion, went into the hospital, and I saw this play out in front of my time. I've never been into this kind of situation. And the doctors immediately, to them, everything is a hammer, everything's a nail. So they said it's pneumonia, put me on antibiotics, sort of forced you on them. My platelet count went from 353 down to 25, which is basically you could die. Now, I had to figure out the protocol, which was a combination of 7 or 8 different nutrients, all natural products. And I boosted it back up in a period of 3 weeks from 25 back to 280. You see, so these people will kill you because it's not like the individuals are bad, but the medical industrial complex is about billing, 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 and putting you into a category. You see, a pulmonary contusion shows up on an X-ray where it's very similar to pneumonia, but pneumonia, the patches of white in the lungs only show up in areas, but this was everywhere. But the radiologists are also manipulated not to ever diagnose a pulmonary contusion because you can fix that on your own. You don't need to even be in the hospital. 2 weeks and your body heals itself. So there are many, many cases. And by the way, if you take that case, 100 million people fall globally. Now, and in my view, if you work out a percentage of them who are misdiagnosed, it's about $280 billion in waste. So think about how many old people fall on their back. They go into the hospital. They're diagnosed as pneumonia. Then they're put on antibiotics. Their platelet count goes down, and they're probably dying. And then the final autopsy will say, oh, they were old. They died of pneumonia or stroke, when it was actually the medical complex which caused that. So there are many, many examples like this where it's not focused on seeing the body as a system. The fourth point we want to focus on is economic freedom for all working people, which means personal taxes should be cut for families and small businesses so people can actually afford clean food, safe housing and healthcare. That actually extends your lifespan. And we have to end the Fed's inflationary robbery, because right now the Fed prints money. As I've talked about in one of my earlier videos, the rest of the world is not buying U.S. treasuries. So they've created a racket to create a cryptocurrency called stablecoin, which is connected to a U.S. treasury. And the middle of that is Howard Lutnick, who's Trump's chief of staff or commerce secretary, and Trump. Every transaction that goes through, every time the Fed prints a treasury note that or money that's connected to Tethered, which is a technology, to a stablecoin, Howard Lutnick makes money of that. So the level of corruption is open. It's not even hidden anymore. The fifth point is clean food, clean air, clean water. Many of you know, I've already addressed this. I created the seal for clean food globally back in 2013. We actually define how any type of food is brought to you from the source all the way into your mouth. The government didn't do that. I did it. And you can see that at cleanfoodcertified.org. But we need to make sure things like that are rolled out. So we ban poisons in food and agriculture, and we enforce honest labeling, not just removing little red dye here and there. That's what Kennedy's doing. Everything he does is little crumbs. Okay. We want to give working people the same inputs, the same foods that the elites reserve for themselves. Digital freedom and privacy, sixth point. It was our work in 2020, which exposed the fact that government has an unholy alliance with social media companies. And that has not changed. Elon Musk is as bad as you get. Where Elon Musk begins and government ends, nobody knows. He claims he's for free speech, but he still keeps that backdoor portal, a censorship portal to government open. So a digital bill of rights will protect your voice and your mind from censorship and manipulation. Because when you cannot see things as they are, guess what it does? You get confused. There's a significant number of research papers when you don't have mental clarity, you're confused, you get anxiety. That upregulates significant number of biomarkers in your body, which leads to ill health. We need secure elections. As we know, last time we ran in 2020, we won that election. Everyone knows that. Everyone in Massachusetts, everyone I meet will say, I voted for you, Dr. Shiva. But the swarm manipulated the elections. In Franklin County in 2020, we won by 10 points, where they use hand-counted paper ballots. In every other county, we lost 60-40, 60-40, 60-40 to a guy who didn't even have one lawn sign up, okay? So we need paper ballots everywhere, hand counting, same day voting. Transparent elections are really the immune system of a republic. Peace, not endless wars, not what Trump says, real peace. No more trillion-dollar wars. We need to bring our troops home, and we need to reinvest in our community's health infrastructure, because we know war steals our health, not their health.
I don't see a lot of Zionists going to war. They're not on the front lines. It is poor working people who fight these Zionist battles. Finally, we also need to call out Zionism, which I've been leading that call since 1984. Being anti-Zionist is not being anti-Semite. And that is why you see a lot of social media influencers, after they saw that one tweet I did about that I will not, Zuck Zionist, you can fill in the blank, it went viral. Because the hatred of Zionism is quite broad among the American people. So suddenly you see all these anti-Zionists come out. But they actually are using the word Jews. Very dangerous. So they want to conflate Judaism with Zionism. And once you do that, the government can pass bills to say anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are the same. You don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. In fact, 70 million Christian Zionists are not Jewish. Okay? So we need to end these foreign lobbies who own Congress. We need to stop taxpayer subsidies to Israel and others. And we need to defend your First Amendment from Zionist censorship. Because the way that it's going is if you say anything against the state of Israel, that's going to be seen as hate crime. But you can say anything against America. You can say anything against China. You can say anything against any other country. So the foreign policy must serve health and longevity of America first. And then finally, two points I want to make is that we have less and less people who actually understand science, math, history, trades, systems thinking, none of that. We know that the swarm commits all sorts of crimes, infinite number of crimes against working people. You can't even list them all, right? And there are legitimate ones out here. What the swarm has now done is it has created fake issues to manipulate people to annihilate all these real things. So let me give you an example. We're going to be running a Flat Earth Scientific Method conference on November 8th. So we invited a lot of these. There's this discussion out there, is the Earth flat or round? Okay. And what's fascinating is all these Flat Earthers, they've made it into a religion. And I would say 99% of them don't even know how to do trigonometry. They don't even know how to do math. So when you start creating ignorance among vast groups of people, they don't even know what the scientific method is. Now, the scientific method is how you come to truth. You have an observation. You see an apple fall. Then you say, well, why is that occurring? You come up with a hypothesis and an equation that represents that. That's called a mathematical model. Then you have to go gather data. And if your data matches a model, great. Your model is right. That becomes a law. If it's not, you're just wrong. None of this is taught anymore. We did the last open house. I asked people how many people knew the scientific method. Educated people. So we need to make sure we teach real science. We teach math, history, trades, and systems thinking. So every child can build a life of strength and self-reliance. Because when you learn mathematics, when you learn a trade, you can stand up on your own two feet. And there is a serious effort to disarm people of that in this country. When the United States was built on these trades, was built on science, mathematics. About 10 years ago, if you looked at the list of the top mathematics papers, 80% were Americans. I think you're lucky if you get one person on that list. So the lack of teaching math, science, the elimination of standardized tests, I think it's very, very dangerous trying to make everyone think they're all smart. We don't do that in sports. We have the major leagues, the minor leagues, and the farm leagues. You know exactly where you stand. But it seems like when it comes to science and math, any idiot can say whatever they want. Oh, yeah, that's good. And they become a social media influencer. Very, very dangerous. Finally, we need to have power to the people, not politicians. We need term limits. We need to ban all this insider stock trading. We need to make sure every representative legally is accountable to the people. So laws strengthen your biology, not corporate profits. So let me also be clear that we have no illusions. I know many of you are thinking, Dr. Shiva, hey, they stole your election last time. Of course, they don't want people like me, people like you, bottoms up coming up. We know that. So I want to be clear. We have no illusions about how the swarm interferes in elections. We know they will try to censor, rig, and smear us. We know they will unleash media operatives, their lawyers, their bots, and they're fake rebels to confuse and divide us. About 7 months ago, I got a text message from a guy who said he was a Republican consultant. He says, you know, Dr. Shiva, you're leading in the polls in Massachusetts. Would you run under the Republican Party? I didn't call him back because we're going to run a campaign by the people for the people, not in any of these parties. So they know about us. And here's the truth. You know, a Senate victory is not just a seat. It's a signal. And listen to me very carefully. It tells every working person, every dissident scientist, every censored voice, every parent fighting for their children, every small business owner struggling to breathe under the weight of the swarm, that we can fight and we can win. That's what this is about. My winning a Senate seat will be devastating to the swarm because I will use that seat not as a throne, but as a platform for the movement. From the U.S. Senate, what am I going to do? I'll still launch podcasts. I'll do live stream and I'll do videos like this to expose in real time how the swarm interferes, how lobbyists write laws, how backroom deals are done. I'll turn the Senate into a glass house and show the American people every crack in its walls. The days of secrets will be over. You see, transparency is actually the sunlight, and the sunlight destroys the swarm. So final piece is this. You know, obviously, I can't do this alone. This is not about electing me as a savior. This is about building an unstoppable bottoms-up movement of working people who live long, think clearly, and act boldly. So this campaign is actually your campaign. The Senate seat will be your seat. When we win, it will not be some empty political victory. It'll be a signal, a flare that wakes up millions, not only in the United States, but elsewhere, who thought that the system was unbeatable. It will be proof that the swarm can be broken and that ordinary people can seize back their health, their wealth, and their future. So I'm asking all of you, you know, as you help us get out on the ground, wherever you are, to raise money, to give us votes, join. Don't just vote, join. Don't just hope, organize. Don't just survive, live long and shatter the swarm. We will be giving you tools how to live long, okay? Here and now, we're not waiting after the election, okay? You can donate. If you know wealthy people, tell them to give us their money. Volunteer. You can help make phone calls. You can communicate with people. Wherever you are, even if you're outside of Massachusetts, you can call people in Massachusetts. You can share this message. You can bring your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, because we want to make this campaign the first step of advancing this movement that will outlast and defeat the swarm. Now, together, we'll take the Senate seat. We'll wield it like a hammer of truth, and we'll build a massive, unstoppable movement of working people. So together, our goal is to live long, and together, we'll shatter the swarm. And I want to thank you. So let's get to work and start this starting today. I will take some questions from people, but I want to let you know that this is our campaign to build a bottoms-up movement. And the social media influencers, all these fake rebels, will never talk about that. They'll always talk about them coming top down to save you. So let's take some questions. Any questions, if you can put it in the chat, we can take a few questions and then we'll wrap up. I know you guys have been running your town hall. You've been here. Any questions? And if there's questions from social media, we can put them in the chat too. So you can put it in the chat, please. And I'll read it out loud. Or you can send them to one of the facilitators. So the websites that you guys may be interested in is Shiva4Senate.com and truthfreedomhealth.com. Joanne says, will you run as an independent? Yes. We are going to run as an independent. We're not going to support either of these parties. By the way, what's interesting, in Massachusetts, 97% of young people under the age of 25 are registered independents now. 97%. 65% of people under the age of 60 are registered independents. So there's only 9% Republicans in Massachusetts, 35% Democrats. Broadly, if you put that together, 56% across all age groups are independents. 4.7 million people are registered to vote in Massachusetts out of the nearly 5.7 million people are eligible. But out of those 4.7 million people, only 2.2 million people show up to an election to vote. You see, the swarm does not want people coming to vote. So we need to start pounding out phone calls. Anyone who you know is in Massachusetts, let them know Dr. Shiva's running and tell them to get ready to pledge their vote to us. In fact, they can go to the website, they can put in their email and their phone number, and they can say, I pledge to vote for Dr. Shiva right now. We don't have to wait. So we have some questions here. Yes. So anyone, so Joanne's got in three questions. Will you run as an independent? Yes. Will you run as a TFH party? We have the right when we put our name as an independent, you have three characters I think you can put, so we can put TFH. If you get 3% of the votes in a Senate race or more, you can then become a party according to rules. Okay. The third question is, yeah, anyone can donate. Out of state, obviously anyone who's a US citizen. So anyone here can donate online, you know? And there's we have two donation cycles at this point and then during the general election. So, but yes, you can donate wherever you are.
I have a question that came in, Dr. Shiva, since we're on this topic. They want to know, how can we help? Like, what are all the ways that people can help?
Yeah. So number one way is if you're out of the Massachusetts, you can donate and you can help make phone calls to people in Massachusetts. Okay. We're setting up phone lists where you can call people and say, hey, look, Dr. Shiva's running. Would you support him? And we have a way that you can get their email address and phone numbers. And that way we can communicate. Okay. That's something we want to start right away. So that's something people can do. Crystal wanted to help. She and her son actually came into Massachusetts for a week and they handed out cards and they helped us do standouts. Okay. So people can help in whatever way you want, but those are two ways. Volunteer your time to make phone calls to people in Massachusetts, whether you're in Massachusetts or outside, and get people to donate. Because our entire goal in running is to make people realize that we as working people can build a bottoms up movement. And we can expose the swarm and we can win. So we will be filing a writ of mandamus shortly with the Secretary of State demanding that they preserve ballot images. The writ of mandamus basically says, hey, follow the freaking law. The law says you cannot be deleting ballot images, which is what they did in violation of 52 USC 20701 in our 2020 election. So if anyone wants to help us do legal work, we do everything on our own, guys. We don't use lawyers. So, we have a team internally, which has learned how to do citizens legal work. So if you want to learn how to file things like that, be part of that, you can help out. What other question?
I mean, I have one here about the Federal Reserve. I'm not sure if you want me to.
Yeah, what is it?
The Federal Reserve since 1913 has stolen tens of trillions of dollars. To me, the member of the Federal Reserve or the equivalent are the equivalent of war criminals. Dr. Shiva, do you agree?
Well, so the Federal Reserve Bank, first of all, is a private institution. Everyone needs to understand that, okay? And as a private institution, they have an unholy alliance with the U.S. Treasury. So the Federal Reserve prints money and they get interest from that. Okay. So I think the larger thing to understand is that the swarm always creates its own institutions to profit them. I would like to say it's not only the Federal Reserve. You can look at what just happened, as I did in my earlier video with Howard Lutnick and Tether. Okay. In some ways, it's worse than the Federal Reserve because what they're doing is they want to de-dollarize. This is where the goal is to crash the dollar and move everything to cryptocurrency. That's where this is headed. If you look at Bitcoin is going up and up and up, okay? And it's going to have another surge in my view, okay? Silver is going up. Gold is going up. The elites are moving away from the dollar and they're investing in these three other assets, okay? And the reason they're doing this is the rest of the world doesn't want dollars anymore. The dollar is actually declining. So in order to create a demand for this dollar, they've created a stable coin to be associated with treasuries. So they're going to get ordinary people to buy these stable coins. And every time you buy a stable coin, it goes through Tether and Howard Lutnick makes cha-ching off of that. Okay. And all the people around it. So you have to understand, even if you take away the Federal Reserve, which is another private institution, they're going to create something else and something else and something else. So understand, don't get distracted. End the Fed, yeah, okay. But what you really need to do is you need to shatter the swarm. And that's where our real goal is. We need to look at this from a systems perspective. The Fed is one part of it. The military-industrial complex is another part of it. And the only way to end this is working people recognizing the infinite power that they have, because we're the ones who run all this stuff. And every day, the swarm spends infinite amount of dollars to diminish people's thinking of who they are. And this campaign is going to be about raising people's consciousness of the infinite power that they have. You know, globally, there's 8 billion of us. In the United States, 350 million people. How many Howard Lutnicks and Trumps are there? Jared Kushners, about 100. And how do these 100 people control us? It's through massive brainwashing. And the brainwashing is done, A, through distracting you to think someone top down is going to come, to make it a reductionist single issue. The Fed, end the Fed, end the Fed. Okay, that's interesting. But you got to go at the heart of the issue, which is the swarm. A set of people who are distributed, who are highly decentralized, who are maximizing power, profit, and control. And they every day they manipulate working people and they make us unhealthy. And the ultimate goal is to replace people with AI. That's where this is headed. So that's why our slogan is live long, shatter the swarm. We too are going to want to live long. You should take care of your health here and now so we can destroy them before they destroy us. And that's what this is about. This campaign is about everyone getting off their butts, winning to send a signal of what can happen when we come together, not only in Massachusetts, but everywhere. So yes, the Fed is an important thing that must be exposed and must be eliminated, Federal Reserve. But that's not the only thing. These guys are like whack-a-mole. You take one out, they're going to come somewhere else. So you have to understand the whole system.
We have somebody asking if you will comment on the current government shutdown.
Yeah, look, if you study what we teach as a warrior scholar, Truth, Freedom, Health, the swarm creates theater, okay? Everything they do is theater. So you have AOC and Bernie Sanders walking hand in hand. I don't know if you saw them, I think, in Central Park, talking about how they're the opposition to the quote-unquote Republicans, okay? So just understand, this has nothing to do with the Republicans shutting it down or the Democrats shutting it down, right? This has to do with the fact they create theater, they do backroom deals, it's entertainment. That's what this is all about. It's entertainment, entertainment, entertainment. They do this constantly. And the goal is to make sure that you watch the government shutdown, you watch Democrats versus Republicans, and we don't build our movement here and now. So it's theater. And you got to get wise to this. 99% of everything they do is theater for one singular reason, to make sure we, the working people, don't look to ourselves, get our shit together, and build a bottoms-up movement. Everything they do is centrally around that principle. We want to disarm, disable, demoralize working people by any means necessary so they don't organize themselves to build truly a bottoms-up movement. So government shutdown, you know, anything that Trump does, that's why he's in power. He's a master P.T. Barnum. That's why he was brought in, because he's a master at this. And now he's got a bunch of other fools around him. Everyone really thinks Booby Kennedy's against Big Pharma. Come on. The guy's as Big Pharma as you can get, but he throws crumbs to people to make people think he's fighting, because people do want real health. People do want to be healthy again, but not through him. So they've taken all the talking points that we put out in 2020, knowing we were getting massive amounts of followers. So they suppress us, and they promote these fake rebels. So that's why we got to go offline, call people, get the message out on the ground. All right.
There's a couple of, I don't know if they're on topic. One is about mRNA, a kind of a general question. Do you have time to take that?
Yeah. What is mRNA?
Is mRNA already being used in veterinarian products?
Yeah. So first of all, the advantage the American people have with someone like me in our movement is I can actually explain this in easy to understand terms so people can get mobilized. First of all, let's understand, what is mRNA? mRNA stands for messenger RNA. Okay? What is messenger RNA? Simply put, it's a blueprint. If you're building your home, or you know, you're redesigning your kitchen, right? You draw out something, right? That tells you how you're going to build your kitchen. mRNA is literally a blueprint that is a blueprint to create a protein. Okay? So when they did the mRNA vaccine, they had a blueprint to create the spike protein. And the idea was that if you inject, so that's what all mRNA is. Your body produces mRNA every day to produce different proteins. So mRNA is not something from outside. Your body makes mRNAs of all different mRNAs. All right. So mRNA, technology was created at their mRNA platform, which was, hey, what would happen if we synthetically created an mRNA, a blueprint, put it inside a bubble inside of it, and that was called a liposome, nanotechnology. So you put the blueprint inside of a circular liposome, and you create a trillions of these, and you inject a trillions of them into somebody. And those bubbles went to a cell wall, penetrated the cell wall, and the mRNA blueprint revealed itself, and your own body's natural mechanism used that blueprint to create the spike protein. So that's the mRNA technology. Now, the question, what do they ask relative to the question, Crystal? Whether it's being used in veterinary products? Yeah. So it's going to be used. The goal of Big Pharma is to use this platform in everything. Okay? In everything. And why are they doing this is what I've talked about for 40 years is the typical pharmaceutical model of a drug. What's a drug? A drug is a synthetic molecule that does not exist in nature, that's produced in a lab, and then it's given to you. So that synthetic molecule goes and lands on a target on your cell. It's called a target. And that results in some chemical reaction, which alleviates some illness. So ibuprofen, for example, which is, you know, the brand name is known as Advil. It's one molecule, ibuprofen. It lands on a set of receptors that inhibits what's called COX-2, which is a molecule that reduces inflammation. But ibuprofen goes everywhere. It's not targeted to the pain in your knee. You're reducing it everywhere. This is why it causes kidney issues long term. All right. So pharmaceutical companies have around 60,000 of these compounds in their library since, you know, the last 50 to 100 years. And every day they were testing these compounds for different kinds of diseases in test tubes. And if they find something, then they go raise money to test it in animals and test it in humans. This process of pharmaceutical drug development takes 15 years, $5 billion. And over the last 30 years, pharmaceutical companies put more and more money into R&D using this methodology, and less new drugs were being allowed by the FDA because of their toxicity. So pharma has been in a big danger for the last 20 years, and they know this. It's a trillion-dollar industry, and it's going to be crashing. In fact, prior to COVID, you can see, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe Pfizer sales went from $60 billion down to $40 billion, right? So they were crashing. So they needed the mRNA vaccine technology after Trump and Biden were colluded. It went from $40 billion to $80 billion. I mean, a company is going from $60 billion down to $40 billion. So they implemented the mRNA model, which doubled their revenue in 1 year. This is why Albert Bourla was with Trump, thanking him and giving him a payout. So the old pharmaceutical model is failing. So now they're implementing a new one, mRNA. So yeah, they're going to use it everywhere, in crops, in veterinary medicine, et cetera. But here's the thing, as a biologist, as a biological engineer, by the way, MIT created the first biological engineering division in the world. I was one of the first graduates out of it. And so what you find is when you put that mRNA into your body, we're assuming it's a one-way thing, it'll create a protein. But we have now found data that mRNA can go into your nucleus and embed the blueprint into your DNA. So your body is continually producing spike proteins. That's called reverse transcription. Now, I was the one who really talked about this. And then the grifter started speaking about it just to suppress it, right? But we're not going to stop talking about it. So the issue is the mRNA technology is not tested, all right? But they need it because they need to move their entire engine to a new platform, a new system. And that's what mRNA is really about. This is why Booby effing Kennedy, and you need to expose this. I'm trying not to curse, okay? This fool to everyone. He's a big pharma frontman. If you notice, a month ago, it was news. Oh my God, Booby effing Kennedy cut funding for mRNA. It's the biggest crock of booby that you can imagine, okay? What he did was there were certain vaccines that weren't even mRNA. He declassified them and he cut a few of them, but he didn't touch the $280 billion worth of funding to these new mRNA platforms. So it's just nonsense. So he is there to make everyone feel good about safe, quote unquote, safe vaccines. That's the front. So eventually, and that's what they were doing yesterday at the White House, they're going to say everything is safe. Booby has anointed it safe, therefore it's safe. Yeah, the guy who's quote unquote against vaccines is supporting this. You know, he and his family will get massive payouts, including Trump, and we'll be moving on to a platform that is unproven, that is basically manipulating nature at a level that we have no idea of the danger that it'll cause people. But a senator like me, a biological engineer, a scientist can expose us all day long. Think about the fun that we're going to have, guys, winning a U.S. Senate seat every day, doing videos and streams. You guys will do town halls just like this. And it's going to be very hard to censor at that level. And by the way, Elon Musk, you know, I know you're censoring me and we're going to be filing. There's already a lawsuit, by the way, that I have against Musk and everyone. And by the way, Trump just got paid out about $10 million from Twitter, $20 million from YouTube. For his censoring. So we have to follow up with our lawsuit. But you will see, you know, for someone with 320,000 followers on Twitter and millions elsewhere, I do a tweet and a post, how much it's suppressed. That's how scared they are of real people like myself. So we need everyone's help here.
There are several more questions, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah, I have Zach. Zach's got a question. He says, Michelle Wolf, off topic to the original discussion, unless you want to go, what does Dr. Shiva think of chlorine dioxide for detox leading to cures? Everyone asked me this, Zach. I've asked those people to send us certain information, you know, of the mechanisms or certain papers, and we never get anything. So the broader question is, there are many of these potential compounds out there they can use for detoxing. Okay. The issue is how much, and understanding the pathway. So those people out there want us to do this, you know, separately. You know, we have this Open Science Institute. People should talk to the people over there and be project managers. It's all volunteer based. They can help fund it. But again, I think, as I mentioned, we're not here to be saviors. We want people to participate, Zach. So whoever wants to do that, let them get a hold of people in the Open Science Institute and say, look, I want to support this. And we can actually do it, and we can write a paper, and we can definitively find out. But I've been asking this for 2 years, and people ask me this question, and then I ask them something to help out, and then they disappear. It's like people want me to do all the work. We're not going to do that anymore. Everyone, we've created systems that everyone can participate. The Open Science Institute, as we know, if you want, I can bring it up. The website for the Open Science Institute, let's see, is let me bring it up over here. Can you guys see my screen or no? Can you see the screen, Crystal? Okay. So the Open Science Institute is an institute where we're going after every major disease. And you can see here that all of these diseases we're doing independent of the government. So one of them could be, you know, the effects of detoxing. Okay. Crystal recently wanted to do Lyme disease. We're going to make that an initiative. But you can literally go here and you can see all the different diseases we're working on and where we are at any one point. As you know, we just published a major paper in ALS. This is all funded by you. And we did more, you know, the work we did is worth around $20 million. We got paid nothing for this. So we could do fast work faster, cheaper, and safer than the government, okay? Or any of the academic institutions using this approach. So this is an example of where we've mapped out all these molecular pathways, and we can do the same for chlorine dioxide. People want to help us. All right, so we have this entire infrastructure that's set up through the Open Science Institute where anyone can participate. No one's ever done this. It's always the scientists are here and the people are here. We're saying you can be part of the effort here. We have Anaf. Yes, and will Dr. Shiva support the recognition of the Palestinian state? How does Dr. Shiva Idri plan on ending the Russian-Ukraine conflict? Will Dr. Shiva Idri support the effort? Yeah. So first of all, if you go, Anaf, if you go look at my work, since 1984, I have clearly made a distinction between Zionism and, you know, or anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. When October 7th took place, within weeks after that, you can find the many videos I did. I said, at that time when I was running for president, I said, I'm the only presidential candidate who is not a Zionist. And you can fill in the blank, COCKZUCKER. That went viral. Let me tell you the real issue here. It's not only recognition of the Palestinian state is an obvious one, but the reality is I even took it a step further. The United States should actually be arming the Palestinian people, okay? Because if we're truly for freedom, it is the U.S. military, the American people, who should go protect the Palestinian people. And that has not been done. So it's not about recognizing the Palestinian. This is the recognition of the Palestinian state is very similar to the ceasefire movement. It is run by a bunch of liberals. And by the way, everyone wants to recognize the Palestinian state after the devastation in Gaza. Have you noticed that? So it's like sort of, oh, let's all recognize the Palestinian state. Yeah, that's great. Of course, check. But when are you saying that? Why didn't you say that on October 7th? The reality is that the Palestinian people are an abused people. And if the United States people stand for freedom and democracy, we should actually be sending arms to the Palestinian people. Okay, we send arms everywhere else. Because ultimately, it is without weapons to defend yourself, you're screwed. And even if you were to recognize a Palestinian state, the American people, as a referendum, should support the arming of the Palestinian people, military support. That would, you know, put it more, put teeth into all of this. And I venture to ask how many of those people who want to recognize a Palestinian state would actually also be willing to do that. I think we lost him. Where did he go? There's not enough. The second question was, how do you plan on dealing, ending the Russia-Ukraine conflict? Again, if you go see many of the videos I did right when the conflict occurred, the bottom line is you need to take a position on this very clearly. Since 1972, the United States government, under the leadership of then Secretary of State Zbigniew Brzezinski, laid out a plan, and that plan was to annihilate Russia. In fact, the goal was to atomize Russia into multiple states and countries. And that's been the trajectory the United States has been on. It's been a master plan. This has no value to the American people, except to the elites who want to, you know, Russia has, I think, the second most number of diamonds, the most, I think, 96 quadrillion cubic feet of gas. It's resource rich. So this is the elites wanting to go rape Russia and, you know, not one penny to Ukraine. So again, Anaf, you should go look at my social media posts. You know, the Epstein files should be released, you know, obviously redacted to the extent you protect the victims' names, but not Trump. Let's go over to Noel, Texas. Noel says, what are the criteria to vote for U.S. Supreme Court justice nominees? Are your criteria to vote? Should we go back to the gold standard? What are your criteria to vote for U.S. Supreme Court justice nominees? It's a good question. First of all, I don't think the U.S. Supreme Court justice is a side thing should be for life. I think that itself needs to be changed. I don't think any of these guys should have life terms. It should be maximum, perhaps 10-year terms. That's one thing. The second piece is that if you go down the list of, typically people say, okay, a conservative president comes and he's going to put conservative people in Supreme Court, or you're going to put liberals in Supreme Court. I think the fundamental issue is, do the Supreme Court, justices in the Supreme Court actually understand how to, remember, the goal of the courts is to interpret the law. That's their goal. To interpret the law, right? So Congress makes the laws, the president, the executive branch enforces the laws, and the goal of the Supreme Court is to interpret the laws. So the interpretation of the laws is directly related to people's philosophical view of the world. So if you have a liberal view, if you have a conservative view, if you have a libertarian view, if you have a Marxist view, if you have a fascist view, you're going to interpret the laws in very, very different ways. I think the fundamental principles are, do the Supreme Court justices support the concept of democracy for all people, not only the few? So I want to take it out of the realm of conservative or liberal, but do they understand the principles of true democracy for the majority of the people? Do they understand the concept of states' rights versus, federal rights? There's some fundamental principles that do they understand, whether they're liberal or conservative. And I think that's where this should be founded on. Should we go back to the gold standard? It's interesting you ask that, because Russia, in their stable coin that they're doing, they're going to back it by gold. So I think something like that, gold, something tangible, would make sense. Yep. Let's go over to Crystal. Any comments on Trump RX? Yeah, I'll get to that. And Anaf says, thank you so much, Dr. Shim, a high school student that is trying to learn more about U.S. government. I wish you the best of luck with your movement. Anaf, you should also, I don't know where you are, but someone get in touch with Anaf, one of the leaders, and try to find where he is. But we really want more high school people involved. I'll end on this. So you saw Trump RX, okay? So the goal, that purported goal, is that there will be lower drug cost prices. The issue is how much, okay? And it's being branded under Trump RX. Remember, everything Trump and all of his goons that are doing inside the White House is to maximize profit for them. So, and everything is to increase Trump's brand when he is in office and post off, after he leaves office. But anything that's coming out of Trump, we have to look into the details of it, or Big Pharma, is not about helping people. It's ultimately advancing Big Pharma's reach and consolidation of power. So if there's no other questions, what I want to recommend again is everyone keeping the eye on the target, which is we want to build a bottoms-up movement. We want to focus on people living long to shatter the swarm. And we need all of you volunteering, donating, wherever you are. You can support this in small ways or large ways. So get involved. That's the biggest thing that I can ask of all of you. And this is really your campaign. Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you. Crystal, I think you have some other stuff to play, right?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
All right. Be well, everyone. Remember, live long, shatter the swarm. That's our slogan. And people can start practicing this in their own lives. Take care of your health and learn the principles of health. We teach that at Truth Freedom Health. We teach you how the body's a system. We teach you the principles of health, personalized medicine, all those things I talked about. There are 9 things that really deliver health, not just any one thing. So we're going to redefine longevity for ourselves. The longevity they're talking about is only for themselves living long, so that they can exploit us more. It has nothing to do with us. All right, everyone. Thank you. Be well. Be the light. Thank you. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems
so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.